You are now tuned in to the Altitude Podcast. Here we go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz. And it feels so good to be back. We're live right now, Altitude Podcast. So excited to be back with you today. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Altitude Podcast. Let's go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz bringing that new. Just for you, that real that you can feel. And I want to thank each and every last one of you for listening to the Altitude Podcast, the show that is all about growth. Make sure, if you aren't already, subscribe to the podcast. Download as many episodes as you like. Apple Play, Google Play, Podcast App, Pocket Cast, Overcast, any of those applications that allow you to do podcasting, please make sure you guys go check in and make sure that you're downloading as many episodes as possible so you can enjoy as much of this real content as possible. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at @officialkfitz. So with that being said, let's get into the heat that I want to bring to you today. Everybody wants to be a winner. Let me say that again for the folks in the back.
Everybody wants to be a winner.
Whether that's in the office, whether it's on the court, whether it's in your business, in your relationships, whatever the case may be. Everybody wants to be a winner. Everybody wants to hit the game-winning shot. Everybody wants to complete the game-winning drive. Everybody wants to be celebrated by everybody around them. Everybody wants the confetti to fall down from the sky, the crowd cheering their name, or just to be able to walk out of the office with a bigger bag of money and be a step closer to retirement and relaxation. You see, there's a feeling of satisfaction when you know that everything comes down to this moment. It's all on you. And with the world staring you in the eyes, waiting to claim your soul, you are able to stand tall with chest poked out and scream violently with passion on that day.
I will not be denied.
That sends a rush of adrenaline through our bodies. It makes every hair stand up on your skin. It makes the blood freeze because in that moment, you know the next thing that you do is going to validate that you have ice in your veins, meaning that in the worst of times, you're ready. So why is that? The reason why is because we have looked death in the eyes and told death. We looked the Grim Reaper dead in the face and said, in this very moment, you don't own me. I own you. Come back another day when I'm at a weaker point. But by the way, that day will never exist. That's a vibe that once you get that in your spirit, you get that in your heart that you are untouchable, it can never be denied or downplayed. But today, that's not where this conversation is going. Today's conversation focuses on what happens in reverse. What happens when you're playing the game and the score is already 56-0 and you're the one with zero? What happens when you're down two scores? There's only 30 seconds left on the clock and you have nowhere to run. You can run and you don't have anywhere to run. Your brain has figured out that the game is pretty much over and there's nothing you can really do to change that. You see, most people will accept that a loss is guaranteed. It's evident. It's coming. And that conserving their energy is probably the best thing that they can do. But what they don't realize is in that moment of accepting that you're going to take an L and just conserving and just watching yourself collapse, that normally results in your opposition scoring on you again, or maybe even twice, or maybe even three times because you gave your heart away. That makes your loss seem even worse than what it is. And then guess what happens? Now you got the whole world looking at you, left and right, up and down, assessing you and trying to figure out what's going on. And they make their own opinions. Did you see how she quit? They gave up? Oh, they got their hearts ripped out. Now they're just hoping that the clock runs out soon so they can get off the field and move on to preparing for the next game. Look, you can never, ever,
ever
let that be you. In moments of impending loss, in moments that look like failure is guaranteed, in the moments where you are not performing at your most elite, ladies and gentlemen, that is your time to gain something that the opposition cannot possibly get in that moment. And that is your chance to gain a stronger sense of pride. This is your moment to build mental toughness that will build your legacy bigger, better, stronger, faster, all that. Shout out to Daft Punk, by the way. It's going to put you in a position to make your opposition ask a couple questions.
Why won't you stay down? Why won't you just go away?
Or as we like to say when doing cadences in basic training,
die, die, why won't you die?
The man or woman that can finish the game when everything seems to destroy them, to beat them, to knock them into the ground. The one who finishes the game when everything seems like it is against their ability to win and continues to fight is the person who wins, who becomes stronger. And when they return, you will place fear into the hearts of those people who wanted you to just lay down. When you walk in the room, they will fall with no intentions of standing against you. And your greatness, regardless of how the last outing went, will be respected and feared. But for you to get there, you have to do this little thing that I like to call running through the tape. It's taught to me by Colonel Eric McCoy. Thank you so much for all your wisdom over time. I know you don't like being in the predicament that you're in, but I need you to run through the tape. I know you feel emotionally struck, but I still need you to run through the tape. I know the odds look absolutely impossible for you to win. It all looks like impending doom. It all looks like loss is guaranteed. I need you to run through the tape, no matter what. I need you to run through. So today, I'm going to explain to you why no matter what you're feeling inside, no matter how you feel in a moment of despair, in a moment of grief, in a moment of bereavement, in a moment of detriment, you must run through the tape to the finish line at all costs. Today, we're all going to figure out how to get there together. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get right back to it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Altitude Podcast. I was about to start my master's degree at the University of Texas at Dallas in 2017, and I was in the middle of a stressful move to San Antonio, Texas as well. I felt the pressure on my heart to get more education because my military career I felt was taking a turn for the worse. I received a poor evaluation that I thought would ruin me, and I needed to do something to prepare myself for life outside of the military. So after receiving some advice from a mentor of mine, I interviewed and I got accepted into UTD, and I was preparing to elevate my education at that point. On top of that, my wife and I, we had just had our youngest daughter, Catherine, who had to have surgery when she was 7 days old. So you can imagine the pain and the frustrations that were going through my mind at that time. So Catherine, you know, she was staying in the hospital. She was hooked up to machines and she was medicated almost every single day on fentanyl for about 63 days. Needless to say, it was a very hard time for my family and I. It really was. But the biggest dagger in my heart came almost 3 days after we got Catherine out of the hospital and we were trying to get comfortable in the city of San Antonio since we were moving there. That dagger to the heart came from learning that my grandfather, who raised me, had passed away and that I needed to come home to North Carolina to attend his funeral. So in the moment when I started hearing all these bad things coming left and right and my granddad's situation hit me, I was ready to melt. I didn't know what to do. I genuinely didn't. I was questioning everything. My father committed suicide when I was a child. So this left me with no male role models in my life. My biological mother and I, we weren't on the best of terms. And then on top of that, my grandmother was going to have to live alone in her 70s without her husband while I was halfway across the U.S. serving in the military. So I was just devastated in the moment, but I couldn't just jump up and move to my grandmother. And then on top of it with Catherine, I had to make sure that she stayed in San Antonio because that was the best place at the time for her to receive healthcare assistance for her heart condition. So I thought about dropping everything that was going on around me because I just needed to focus on my pain, my struggles, and kind of mentally recuperate to get back into life in general. But what I did not realize was in that process, I was starting to lose all of me, all of who I was. I started questioning everything down to what I wanted my future to look like. And I was genuinely asking, am I built for this? And then one day, I want to say maybe day four, I'm already back in North Carolina. I'm taking care of my grandmother and we're getting my grandfather's affairs in order with the family. And I received a call from Miss Pamela Foster Brady, the director of the executive MBA program at UT Dallas. Shout outs to you, by the way. But she gave me a call. She rendered her condolences. And then she asked me how I felt about starting school and if I wanted to defer my education by a year, whatever the case may be. I needed some time to get my head together and to make sure that this is what I wanted to do. I was bouncing back and forth between yeah, no. And I decided to give myself a little time to truly come up with a decision. So I had that mental battle of the negatives and the positives going through my head. I had the whole, you can't do it. You're not mentally stable enough to get through this. You're going to fail because your head's not in the game. How are you going to make time to achieve a full-time MBA program and drive back and forth from San Antonio to Dallas every semester and take care of a baby and make sure your grandmother's okay and still manage your household and your professional career? That's a lot of work. It's just too much. Maybe we should just let it go and we should go focus on other things. Pause. That mindset, that's the mindset of being 56 to zero and you're the person with zero. That is when that mindset hits you. It's when stuff goes wrong and we start looking at things saying, you know what? Maybe I can just make things easier. I could just make it easy to where I don't have to put in so much work. I don't have to worry about melting to the core and being stuck in my situations. My mind was pretty stuck in what was going on. And I was literally ready to quit and I was ready to walk away from everything. But then positive thoughts started forcing them into my head. Is this really what your granddad wants? You think your granddad wants you to just go and quit? I think he would want you to go and achieve greatness. I think he'd want you to go out there and get it done. Hey, don't forget, man, your kids are watching you. And in the face of the worst conditions, we don't run. We are men. We are strong. We are women, leaders, all of that. I come from a long line of tradition. We are soldiers. We don't give up. We don't quit. We have built the toughness, the strength, the ability to get through situations. We abide by the warrior ethos in and out. And that is all that we do. We don't believe in taking losses. We get stuff done. And from there, I called Pamela back and in short, I told her, my plane ticket is bought. I'm ready. See you in Dallas in a few days. She agreed to let me in the Global Executive Leadership Program at UT Dallas. And this year, I graduated with my degree and with honors as a Scholar of Distinction. I ran through the tape like I'm telling you to do. And that's why I can speak to you today as Kay Fitz, MBA. But what are the morals behind the story? Number one, you should run through the tape because you owe it to you to become your best self. You deserve to be at the top of the mountain. And being in the face of failure and pain does not negate the fact that you still have to continue striving to be your best. This is the moment where you find out who you are. Number two, you should run through the tape because you will be able to build momentum beyond your imagination. Why do you strive in moments of struggle? I strive for family, pride, tradition, and to change the world around me. Why do you do it? Some people that have gone through real things will understand how true everything I'm saying is. When you know your purpose, it is easy to run through the struggles of life and to knock down everything that is in your way. Number three, you should run through the tape because a new being comes out of the other side of your struggles. You may walk into situations battered and bruised and hurt. But the bruised man or woman that comes in one side walks out of the other side as a warrior, elite, a lion, beast, more than a conqueror, a blueprint for the rest of those people around you that are watching to see what happens to you so they know when it happens to them how to respond. Those are my three reasons why you should honestly run through the tape at all times. So I'm going to close by telling you this. Life is full of great moments. But life is also filled with a lot of struggles too. It's easy to be happy in the face of success, positivity, good luck, and fortune. It's very easy. But we aren't defined by the good moments. We are defined by what we do in our darkest moments. So ladies and gentlemen, I challenge every single listener today to stand tall in moments of pain. When you get injured, run through the tape. And be willing to go through the recovery process to heal yourself. If you're on business number three and it fails, get out pen and paper, start writing business plan number four. And if you lose a loved one, grieve, and then run through the tape by living a resilient life that brings honor and distinction to them. Tears show love, but action shows respect. And that's why we attend funerals for people, to pay respect. It's an action. That's all I got today, guys. I'm sorry if I know this is a bit of a darker episode for people. I know a lot of people come and listen to the Altitude podcast with the intent of getting this loud, strong, boisterous energy. And that's just not where we're at today. So with that being said, thanks for listening in again today, guys. I've been your host, K Fitz. Make sure you follow me on social media at Official K Fitz, and make sure you grab a copy of my new book, Altitude: Tales of Resilience, at Amazon.com. But until next time, move your dreams, move the world. I have been K Fitz, MBA, and I'm gone.